The new Classical FM is proud to present an historic performance. Broadcast for the first time ever on Toronto radio, it's Sleekot, featuring cantor Simon Spiro and the Toronto Festival Singers. Now, here's Marilyn Lightstone.
Welcome. I'm Marilyn Lightstone, and as I say to my listeners at the beginning of Nocturne, a very good evening to you. Both our audience at home and the guests assembled here tonight at Zoomer Hall in Toronto's Liberty Village, where cantor Simon Spiro, the spiritual leader of Toronto's newest synagogue, the Song Shul, and yes, you heard me correctly, the Song Shul, accompanied by the Toronto Festival Singers, will explore the music and meaning of Sleekot, which takes place each year before the high holidays celebrated all over the world by people of the Jewish faith. Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, and Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. The Sleekot ceremony is designed to prepare us spiritually for these holidays, requiring us both to forgive those whom we believe have done us wrong and to ask forgiveness of those whom we have wronged. Many of these ancient poems were composed in Italy and predate the 7th century and only written down in the 9th, right, Cantor? And the musical modes which Cantor Simon has arranged for the Toronto Festival Singers also go back several hundred years. So this is ancient stuff, all of it. Now, usually in Zoomer Hall, we ask our audiences to clap and cheer as loud and as lustily as they can. But tonight, because of the sacred nature of this music, we respectfully ask that you refrain from applause, both at the beginning of the concert and at its conclusion. We will begin with the Ashrei.
Ashrei.
In all of Jewish history, the most familiar words are probably those of the Kaddish, the prayers chanted for one full year when mourning for the dead. They are not, as you might expect, in Hebrew, but in Aramaic, a language even more ancient and the one spoken at the time of Christ. These words have many arrangements, depending on when in the calendar year they are sung. And the words, rather than trapping the mourners in a perpetual state of loss and sorrow, are instead intended to move them forward, back into the world in which the departed made his or her mark. The music for this Kaddish is specific for Slichot and the fast approaching Jewish holiday season.
Tehillat Adonai Yedaber Epi Mivorel Kol Basol Shem Kodesho Shem Kodesho Leolam Mevoed
We now move forward to Lohu Naranena, a compilation by a number of composers. First up, the full choir, followed by a solo. Its lyrics are, "We turn our face in song." Then the cantor, singing to us of righteousness and law, kindness and truth, tzedek, the foundation necessary for a universe in balance. And he'll be joined by the choir, whose theme is togetherness. It all sounds very contemporary, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Ashebia
kol besar
This last musical we just heard contained a contribution from Rabbi Shlomo Karlebach, a man who was as home in the world of jazz and the blues as he was in the synagogue. And stitching it all together, we had cantor Simon Spiro giving us a sample of his famous cantorial improvisations, which to my mind, Simon, is proof positive of my personal belief that the Almighty is both a musician and an artist. Coming up next, a pismon, which means a poem with a refrain. The melody was written by famed cantor Joseph Rosenblatt, affectionately known as Yosele, Little Joseph, who was, incidentally, an intimate of the immortal tenor Enrico Caruso. Cantor Simon Spiro, may I have a moment, please? Now, I understand that you have composed an extension. Come on in front of the camera. Here we go. I've composed an extension to Rosenblatt's original melody, and I'd like to know a little more about that.
Thanks, Marilyn. Just before we carry on, we are going to still finish the Karlebach Hanesham Malach. We weren't sure if that was going to be continued on and sort of rolled through. But to talk about Joseph Rosenblatt for a second, he wrote a beautiful melody to Lishmoa El Harina Vela Tefila, which is to listen to the song and the prayer. And the melody was very simple, written over 80 years ago. It was like la 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 la. I decided that was just too little. Could you believe it? A cantor thinks it's too little. But so we just expanded it. I put a little bit of a middle part to it and a question and an answer. And then we sort of moved it along and then put a cadence and an ending to it. So this is what we're going to be doing straight after the Hanesham Malach.
All right. So we're going to finish the portion.
We're going to finish Hanesham Malach and then do the
call me
the
over when
arena.
You want to do the introduction
I
to
will.
The Lishmoa.
I will. Thank you so much, Ronnie. Thank you.
Hanesham Malach ve'haguf Malach fusa 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 Allah Malach
Hanesham Malach ve'haguf Malach fusa fusa.
Yosef, Yosef, Lishmoa Elorino, Lishmoa Elorino, Miela Tvilo.
Dancing. That's a real toe-tapper. Thank you so much. Now, is it time, Cantor Simon, to talk about the great sage and rabbi Amram Gaon?
It really is.
Good.
You have it right.
Good. You see, a very long time ago, in the 9th century, a long way back, there lived a great sage and rabbi, Amram Gaon. He dwelt in Sura, in ancient Babylon, a land we now know as Iraq. And it was there that he composed the words for this next piece, which speaks of Moses descending from the mountain, bearing the tablets of the law. El Melech Yoshev. And should you find Cantor Simon's arrangement somewhat reminiscent of a film score, well, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised.
Mochel avonot amo, ma'avir rishon, marbe mechira, lechatayim, uslicha,
Bye.
Next on our program, Shema Koleinu, Hear Our Voice. The melody was written by Cantor Simon to remember the more than 6 million souls who perished in the Shoah, the Holocaust. Cantor Simon first sang it at Auschwitz, Birkenau, and on his return, he adapted it specifically for the Toronto Festival Singers. Our featured soloists will be Jennifer Crabb and Inga Filipova. Please rise, everyone, for Shema Koleinu. Thank you.
Olotehem zivchem rotzon al mizbechi ki beiti beit tefillah yikorei lechol amin yarai yarararai תשליחנו נפון לברכו, ורוח קודשך עליו אל תיקח ממנו. תשליחנו מלפונך, אוי אל תשליחנו לעת זקנו. אוי אוי, אל תשליחנו לעת 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 זקנו. ככלות כוחנו
which I say, Amen. Everyone, please be seated. Thank you. And now, Ashamnu, holding each and every one of us to account for the pain we may have caused to others, to nature, to the world.
Hosham nu bogad nu gozal nu dibal nu dofi Evi nu veishan nu zad nu chamas nu tofal nu sheke Ay 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 Yoatz nu
going to move on to Hashta Bagala, which means speedily in our days, a pointed reference to a future when we will, hopefully, at long, long last, experience a world at peace.
Hashta Bagala, ubizman karim, ubizman, ubizman, ubizman karim. Hashta bagala ubizman karim, ubizman 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 karim.
Hashta 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 bagala ubizman
ubizman
ubizman karim.
Hashta
hashta hashta bagala ubizman
ubizman ubizman karim. Hashta bagala ubizman karim, ubizman 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 karim.
Hashta, 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 hashta bagala, ubizman,
ubizman,
ubizman kani.
Hashta,
hashta, hashta, hashta bagala, ubizman,
ubizman, ubizman kani. Hashta bagala, ubizman kani, ubizman, ubizman, ubizman kani. Hashta bagala, ubizman kani, ubizman, ubizman, ubizman kani.
Hashta,
hashta,
bagala,
bagala,
ubizman, karim.
Next on the program is Shomer Yisrael. It's an ancient text that speaks of guarding Israel. The melody is from the 1975 Israel Children's Song Festival, which Simon has arranged specifically for this wonderful, wonderful Toronto Festival singers. Cantor.
Shomer Yisrael, Yisrael, Shoshevit Yisrael, Yisrael.
Many of you are undoubtedly familiar with Barbara Streisand's rendition of Avinu Malkeinu. And truly, there are very, very many renditions, but tonight, Cantor Simon and the choir will give us the traditional melody, the one that goes way back.
Avinu Malkeinu, Chanei. Shirata, Shirata,
ושמחתה ונחמתה דמירה מיומה לה 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 לה
Speechless. Well, for a moment, anyway. No matter how far removed it may seem to us by reason of its age, its language, or its doctrine, the essence of this Slichot service, today, now, this minute, is nonetheless still a universal message of hope for the world in which we live. We wish all our listeners, be they Jewish or not, and our guests here tonight, in Zumer Hall, a year of hope, of good health, both physical and mental, and most, most important of all, a year of peace. We will conclude tonight's musical program with the Yigdal, based on the 13 principles as quoted by the 12th century scholar Maimonides.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for being with us tonight for this very special evening of music, especially for Slichot. Before we part, I'm going to ask you if I can indulge in a little personal reminiscence. I've already checked this out with the cantor, and he said it'll be okay. You see, the late Aaron Znaimer, the paterfamilias of the Zomer clan, a name with which many of you might be familiar who follow our work here at Zomer Media, well, Aaron was a passionate devotee of this music. He knew it well, and he was a pretty good singer himself. If he had been here tonight, he would have been sitting out there with you and absorbing every note, every cadence, with every ounce of his being. So thank you very, very much for him. I think we've come to the end of our program. I'd just like to say that for my dear listeners of Nocturne, my nightly show at Classical 96.3, please hold tight. I'll be with you in a flash for our usual 2 hours of music, poetry, and chat. Night.